in 2006, about 1 out of 12 first births were to women 35 years of age and older. And in 1970, this ratio was 1 out of 100.
Statcast, August 12, 2009.
TJ Matthews is a demographer with the National Center for Health Statistics. TJ is lead author of a new report on delayed childbearing in the U.S. TJ, does your study show that women are waiting longer to have children than in the past?
Our analysis have shown that mothers' age at first-time birth has increased 3.6 years from 1970 to 2006. One interesting component of our analysis is showing that in 2006, about 1 out of 12 first births were to women 35 years of age and older. And in 1970, this ratio was 1 out of 100. It's changed dramatically in that time period.
Has this trend been gradual?
It's been gradual over the entire time period, but the changes were much more dramatic from 1970 to 1990.
And what are the reasons behind this trend?
Our data doesn't really cover the answer to that question, but we certainly believe that the changing roles of women in society over the past 36 years would have an impact on delayed childbearing.
And how much does geography play into this trend?
It does depend on where women live. For example, the highest average age at first birth is in Massachusetts, where it's 28 years, and it's as low as 23 years in Arkansas and New Mexico. And we include this data in a table in the report.
And how does this trend vary according to race or ethnicity?
Race and ethnicity is probably the strongest component of difference that we observe in the United States. Asian or Pacific Islander women have the oldest average age at first birth of 28.5 years, and American Indian or Alaska Native women had the youngest age at first birth of 21.9 years. This is a dramatic difference.
What does your report tell us about how the U.S. compares with other countries?
Of the selected countries that we studied, the United States had the youngest age at first birth in 1970, and again the youngest age at first birth in 2006. Most of the countries that we were able to get data for are European countries, and many of them had average age at first birth in 2006 way beyond the United States, and were more likely to have a common average age at first birth in 1970 that we had now in 2006.
Any other points you'd like to add?
Well, I think the reason that we want to observe average age at first birth is not only do younger and older women play a strong role in a range of common birth outcomes, such as birth weight, multiple births, and birth defects, it's critical to know that that plays a role in the composition of population in the future.
Our thanks to TJ Matthews for joining us on this edition of StatCast. StatCast is a production of the Public Affairs Office with the National Center for Health Statistics.